The $551.8 million budget will cut more than 100 city jobs, cause three library branches to close, take a fire department ladder truck out of service, and result in reduced repairs and maintenance of streets, sidewalks, and parks. Springfield City Councilors, confronting the grim result of plunging property tax collections, took the somewhat unprecedented step this week of approving all expenditures for fiscal 2013, exactly as recommended by Mayor Dominic Sarno. City Councilor Kenneth Shea said to cut the budget deeper would be unpalatable to city residents and businesses.
We can't take everything away from them. They got to have quality of life issues. They're making sacrifices. So they need libraries, they need parks, they need clean streets. And if we don't give them that, we're going to lose a good base in this city.
Among the cuts that will occur as a result of the passage of the budget are the closing of three of the city's nine branch libraries. The Parks Department will stop mowing the grass at 10 city parks. The Department of Public Works will no longer repair sidewalks. Street sweeping will be reduced. The city will stop collecting trash at apartment houses with more than three units, forcing the building owners to hire commercial rubbish haulers. 31 vacancies in the police department will not be filled, and because of staffing shortages in the fire department, a ladder company will be taken out of service. Mayor Sarno said the city will spend 2% less on municipal operations than it did in the current fiscal year. He said it's the fifth straight budget that has led to reductions in the size of the municipal workforce.
When I took over, I had 1,581 positions on the city side. I'm down to 1,207 positions. Of that, 60% or almost 800 of those positions are police officers and firefighters. I have nowhere else to go.
At the same time services are being cut, fees will increase for scores of city-issued licenses and permits. That will bring in an estimated $2 million. But the city is projected to collect $7 million less in property taxes as a result of plunging real estate values and the Prop 2.5 tax cap. The tax bill for the average single-family house in Springfield is projected to drop $140. The mayor's budget is also based on a proposed $10 increase in the annual fee the city charges households for trash and recycling collections. Additionally, it counts on an estimated $500,000 that would come from increasing the local share of the hotel room tax by 2%. City Councilor Timothy Allen plans to ask colleagues to approve a $15 increase in the trash fee, with the additional revenue used to reopen the three soon-to-close library branches.
We're at 40% proficiency of our kids in English language arts at the first day of grade four. We're far from where we need to be. The last thing we need to do is take tools out of our kids' hands. We need every person and every institution that we've got in the city working towards the education of our kids.
Residents spoke out at public hearings against the trash fee hike. The region's hospitality and tourism industry has lobbied against raising the hotel tax. The city council has scheduled a special meeting for July 3rd to vote on the trash fee and hotel room tax increase. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.